hazardous here. Yud Zayin Elul, Tuesday the 17th of September, Rabbi Moshe Betzalel Grosnas. Slichus, are we Ashkenazim lazy? Yes. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Max Grosnas on the yahrzeit of his late shver, Rav Aryeh b'Rav Moshe Betzalel Reich, Zichron Livracha, whose yahrzeit is today.
Good morning. This year today is Le'ilu Nishmas, my grandfather, as mentioned, Rav Aryeh b'Rav Moshe Betzalel. He's a man that gave his every limb to save other Yidden during the war, after the war. Mamash Mesiras Nefesh, as his name was Aryeh, a lion, he would really go into the lion's den to save people. The stories are countless, I can't go through them now, but may we at least take the message to be fearless in our Avodas Hashem. The Levush says something, I must be Maktim, don't take anything personally if I'm tackling a certain minig. It's just to discuss, we're being fearless. And then afterwards, everyone can do their own homework and decide themselves. The Levush in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph says something interesting about Slichus. He says that there's a Kaddish after Slichus that you don't find anywhere else unless you have a Shemona Esra. And that's Kaddish Tiskabel Tzeloisoy, which means be Makabel the Tefillah. What Tefillah does Slichus have? It doesn't have Shemona Esra. Zod the Levush, Mamish, it warms the heart up before Slichus when you read such a Levush. That Slichus is a mini Psukka de Zimra, Shmona Esra Tachnun. Ashrei is the Psukka de Zimra, and then there's a Kaddish, like by Yishtabach. Then there is Shmona Esra, which is mainly the Yud Gimel Midas. Right? It's Atzif Batalisoi. Yud Gimel Midas. Then there's Tachnun, which is we ask standing, we ask, we bow to Hashem to ask, we try in every different situation, like in davening. And then there's a Kaddish, Tiskabel Tzeloisa, just like davening. So it's mamash a tzura of a Shmona Esra. However, in Halacha you do see that's not quite, it doesn't quite make it to be Shmona Esra. Where do you see this? The Baal Slichus gets offered, Shacharis, maybe Maariv before, Mincha, why? To appease him, you don't just give him a half a kibbud. You give him a proper kibbud. That's how some of the poskim can put it. So you see that although we could explain Slichus to be almost like Shacharis, it's not the quiet Shacharis, and therefore we have to give him Shacharis. Otherwise it's not fair. You call me up just for the half? Right? That's the idea the poskim say. Now this Nakuda, that Yud Gimel Midas, is like a Shemona Esra, is very much stressed in Halacha. If you're running, if you're going slow in Slichus, you know, you're not keeping up. One thing you're meant to keep up, the person can say you stop wherever you're up to. If the tzibur is saying Yud Gimel Midas, you stop and say it, because that's the main part of the Slichus. That's the Levush says that's the Shemona Esra part of the Slichus, the Yud Gimel Midas. Now, not at every time of the day is it correct to say Yud Gimel Midas. Yud Gimel Midas is something that Einan Chodesh Reikom, it works. But you've got to say it at the right time. The Mishnah Berurah says, Minhag Klal Yisrael is to get up early, Bashmoiras, it's still sort of night, before it turns into day, Sofa Laila, because it's an Eis Rotzoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shot Ba'olam Hazeh. Hashem is, whatever it means, but the Shekhinah is around, the presence is here more at this time, and therefore it's a good time to say Yud Gimel Midas. Now, there are other times one can say it during the day, etc., but it's not the prime time. Prime time is Slichus time. However, there is a time that one should not be saying Yud Gimel Midas. The Shai Tshuva says, from the Birki Yosef, who's the Chido, in the name of Maram Zakuta, of the big Mekubolim, there are those that say Slichus at night. Yishtaka Hadovo, it should be forgotten. Because one may not say Yud Gimel Midas ki im be'eis rotzen. Now we'll come back to that, because there's actually a sharper loshen from the Maram Zakuta a bit later. What does someone do if he's in a Beis HaMedrash that they're saying Slichus at night? He's there. They say Yud Gimel Midas, should he say with? Says Maram Zakuta, no, he should stay silent. He shouldn't say with. However, vidui, you can say with. on Motzei Shabbos, even vidui you can't say with, because it's still Shabbos, still Chatzos, it's still Shabbos. And Memela, it's wrong to say even vidui. So says the Matei Ephraim, the Magen Avraham also brings Vashem Ha'arizal, that one should not say Slichus and Yud Gimel Midos before Chatzos. Now I remember, I don't know if you remember, it wasn't all that long ago, in the Leighton Orient Stadium, Kadasia held an internet asifa. And they were machabed the Rachman Strifka Rebbe from Eretz Yisrael to say Yud Gimel Midos. So he got up and he said, I don't want to say the Yud Gimel Midos because it's night, it was becoming night. Abba Yois, that the Rav told him to say it. So he's Alpi Tzivu HaRav, who leads the Kehillah. I'm going to say it, and then he said it. But Be'etzem, I don't hold of saying it. That's Mamash this Nukuda, because it's night time. So, Mahayor is, no one has to jump out of their seats, that there are places here that, that's not, again, we're just discussing. There are places here, there are places here that do Slichas and on Motzei Shabbos, Koidim Chatzos. So I inquired a bit, I probably don't have all the facts right. Yeah, I myself davened there. Yeah, or davened there. Did you many slichas? So I inquired a bit, and this is what they told me, and I can be corrected, and I'm not coming... Anyone that's of that kehillah, they have the horah. There's no shaila about it. But I'm discussing the noisa. I'm told like this. They used to go to Stamford Hill, Lampard Grove, everything else, after Chatzos, to do Slichas. And then, I think the Leif Simcha said, that you should do it at the same time as the Shtibel in Eretz Yisrael. Why? I guess, first of all, it's Chatzos in Eretz Yisrael. Some poskim hold, if it's Chatzos in Eretz Yisrael, then it's Chatzos here. Where does Chatzos go by? Maybe Yerushalayim. There is such a shitta. Shulchan Aruch Rav tumbles about it in Tikkun Chatzos. When to say Tikkun Chatzos. So there is such a shitta. And you're not going with the Rebbe. So Megeitz is Amman, the Tvilas go up. I think though nowadays, they're not doing it at the same time as Ge'er Shtibel and Yerushalayim. So this, I don't know if it has the Gushpanka of the Rebbe. Huh? I don't know if it has the Gushpanka of that Takona.
You can speak like the Takona, be specific.
Sorry? I know, but I want to bring it up as a shayla. The Olam Shekler, the Olam Shekler, why not? Okay? Without the seal, it doesn't have the seal of that takona. Yeah, the stempel.
Approval.
Yeah. Seal. That seal of the original takona, it does not have. Right? Now, is it...
In Gerenishlein,
they do double asset. I think, no? Ah, so that, okay, so even more. So then forget. Then it could be the same kula. What is the kula to daven before Chatzos? There is a Mikdash Melech, which is one of the Sifri Kabbalah, that says like this. It says that if you're in the Ashmura, I'll explain this in a minute, if you're in the Ashmura of Chatzos, then das is showing Chatzos. What does that mean? Chatzos is, let's say, 12 o'clock. The changing of the guards in heaven happens at 10, and within 10 till, let's say, 2, however you exactly measure the Ashmeira, is Chatzos as well. Therefore, that whole area, that whole time frame, which Chatzos is within, some hold that you may say Yud Gimel Midos and all these in Yonim. So that is probably, I saw in a few, so that is the one of the big Makoras, why it's not only one place, there are many places that say Slichas before Chatzos. To me, still, it's a bit more chudosh Motzei Shabbos. Because we said Motzei Shabbos is a bigger Kpedah, and also, if you follow Sifra Kabbalah, the king in Kabbalah is Arizal. And Arizal doesn't agree. But okay, they have Oira. Those many places in Yerushalayim, etc., they have Oira, have Oira. The question is, if you don't belong to that community, if you're meant to take that Hoyrah as your Hoyrah or not. I don't know. Now, I'll tell you something. There's an Alter Minig in England. 300/400 years old. Not 30 years old. 300 to 400 years old. The S&P, Spanish and Portuguese, their Minig was to say Slichas at night, before Chatzos. Minig Anglia. Spanish and Portuguese.
You mean Spanish.
So why on earth did they say Slichas before Chatzos, before the morning? What's going on? Actually, the minhag was to say a bit of Slichas at night and a bit of Slichas at day. My high. So there's an old sefer, it's called Keser Shem Tov, where he goes through all the minhagei hasfaradim in all the different places. And he says, minhag London by Amsterdam is to say Slichas at night after Maariv. My high. He says a very strange reason, although we're very comfortable, we have heaters, air conditioning, so we don't understand it maybe. He says in the cold countries, it's very difficult to get up early in the morning. Yeah? Because it's cold, it's freezing, and the oilam don't come to shul, he says, for slichas time. It's too cold. Therefore, in order shul is battle, slichas says he only found the chazan and 2-3 people there in the morning. So in order shul is battle slichas, they made slichas at night, when the oilam are there, min chamarev, slichas. A very strange reason. Now maybe we're not used to it because we have heaters, but I don't think in Poland or Lithuania it was any hotter at this time of the year. That maybe it was, I don't know. I don't think it's hotter, nor in Russia, I'm sure it's not hotter, than in England. So maybe just a bit more mafunuk here, I don't know. Yeah, I'm talking about 300 years ago, yeah? Now, Rabbi Avadi Yosef was in London some years ago, and he was davening in Lauderdale, and they davened Maariv, and then he got the shock of his life. Straight after Maariv, they started Slichas. He put up a rash godel, and he was mevatel the 300-year takona. They don't do it anymore. That's what I'm told. They don't do Slichas straight after Maariv. It came from, as we said, they didn't want to get up in the morning because it was too cold. That's what this sefer claims. Sounds a bit strange. that's what it says. Now, Sunday is a day that in England the oilam get up late. So maybe, Taka, it's worth using kulas to do slichas at night when there's some svaras that you can. Could be. I don't know. I have no idea. Igris Moisha. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Chedek Beis, tshuva Kuf Ches. He says, there was a town that sent him a letter that they're scared to go out at 1 o'clock in the morning to do slichas. It's an area that is dangerous to go on the streets. Can they do slichas straight after Maariv? It was nighttime already. Rav Moshe says, Al Pi Kabbalah, no. You can't do Gimel Midas at this time. However, since then there won't be any slichas, I don't know why, seems they couldn't do it in the morning, I don't know why. Since there won't be any slichas, yeah, they couldn't do it early in the morning. So I didn't understand properly why they couldn't do it a little bit late, like oilam, you know, nowadays there's many minyanim of slichas a shtickle late. So why couldn't they do it a bit late?
Go to work.
Okay, fair enough. Says Rav Moshe, Kadei shelo yishtaka hadova, in order it shouldn't be forgotten, yes, you can do it early. I, the Mekubalim, but it doesn't say it in the Gemara. And therefore, yes, you can do it early. Only I'll say Rosh Hashanah, because otherwise they won't be doing slichas. Rav Avadi Yosef in Yechav Adas argues, and he says, better just not to do it at all, scrap slichas. Because had the Mekubalim said, we don't say Yud Gimel Midas at night, okay, we'll say it. But they say it's Mekatzitz Benetias, you're destroying by saying Yud Gimel Midas at night, except in Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is considered day. It's Mole Rachamim, it's not a time of din. Right? Therefore, he says, don't do it then, do it mincha time. Before mincha, while it's still day, heading towards night. That's what he says. Now, I must tell you, I'm minhogim, and horos, and I would never, I'm not being cholik at all, chas v'sholom, I'm just discussing. Mamash discussing, and I'm discussing various places, not dafka. And everyone should keep their minhag 100%, follow them, 1,000%. I'm just saying for wider public, one could clear. Now, in Emerson, the svara I have is like this, the Trumas Hadeshen's Talmud, the Leket Yosha says, why do we say Slichas Motzei Shabbos, specifically at night? He says, because Motzei Shabbos, we're happy. I know, a bit different than the Besomim Svara, we're happy because we had all Shabbos to learn. But Mokum Rino, Shomtei Tvila Lishmael Arena Bela Tvila. So I could hear Svara that maybe we'll be Makel, if there are those that are Makel to do it early, we'll be Makel because we're closer to Shabbos where we have that Simcha still of Shabbos on the Shmael Arena Bela Tvila. Maybe that's where it's coming from. I don't know, there's probably 1,000 different places where it's coming from. I don't know enough, and I'm a Vatal Daiti. I just bring it up as a Kishmaka discussion.
That's good.
Halacha is you follow your Rav, your Moro Rav, your Minig. That's the halacha. Minig Kavas.
He's asking you from the Lashon of the Slicha, the Moitzoy Menucha.
Oh, very good. So at 1 o'clock in the morning, when you go to your Chazonah's place, then that's when it is. Okay. Now, there were Loimdim, people that learnt all day, that said, nowadays, I don't get up for Slichas at 5 o'clock. I get up 9 o'clock and I'll find the minion for Sikhas, but it's not the time. The time is early in the morning. The Ace Rotson, I've missed the Ace Rotson. Forget it. I'm coming to Sikhas first day and Erev Rosh Hashanah, the rest I'm learning. And there were people that really were fanatical about their learning. Yeah? That's where Mincha Katana comes from in certain places. Now maybe they're not like that, they don't use every minute, but there was an attitude that sometimes every minute had to be counted, and therefore Mincha Katana, it's a big kula Mincha Katana. But it's a short mincha, just with the kedusha. Some places, some yeshivas do this. Why? Because it used to be that every minute was counted for learning. And therefore it wasn't worth doing a mincha gedoyla, a proper mincha. Yeah? Now, so these loimdim said, if I'm anyway not saying slichas at the right time, because I have electricity nowadays and I go to bed very late, and I don't get up early, so then scrap it, I'll do first day, last day, and the rest I'll just learn instead. Says the Aleph HaMogen, which is on the Mata Ephraim, is a mistake. There's a double Ace Rotson in Elul. Ace Rotson number one is early in the morning, like we said from the Mishnah Berurah. Ace Rotson number two is that the whole of Elul is the Ace Rotson. Because Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain the last days to get the Luchas, and they were all Barotzoin. It's every moment is a certain element of Rotzoin, and Mamela, it's still a Mila to say Slichas. Don't go to learn. Paket, the post the Chidor brings that in Yemei Elul, the Rabbonim were Mamayat Belimudom, and there used to be Oisik more in Tachnunim and Slichos than normal. This is a time to repent. Now, I want to now go into this to bring out a very interesting point. Are we Ashkenazim lazy? Right? Meaning, the Sfardim are up already since the beginning of Chodesh Elul. I'm not talking for everyone here. Some people, Taka here, have been up since the beginning of Chodesh Elul. But what's going on with us? We missed the boat? What's going on? The Gra has a Moira de Kabil on Shulchan Aruch. He says there's a big question. Why is Rosh Hashanah at this time of the year? Every Rosh Hashanah, Lilonis, all these things have a reason why they're at that specific time. The Ran asks this question. Why is Rosh Hashanah at this time of the year? Why not? Two Mahalchim. Mahalach one. B'tishri Nivra Ha'olam. The world was created Chofei Elos. Why is it called B'tishri Nivra Ha'olam? Because man was created on Tishri. He is the Tachlis Abriya. His Tachlis is Yisgadal V'Yisgadal Shmei Rabo. And that's why Rosh Hashanah, which is the day man is born, is all about Kedusha and Malchus. Yisgadal V'Yisgadal Shmei Rabo. The whole davening is about being bringing back the Malchus Shemayim to how it was, which we unfortunately brought down with the Chet Eitz Hadas, etc. And we're davening for it to come back. So man was created. Chofei Elul was the beginning, the build-up to man. Now man sinned on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Chet Eitz Hadas, and he was judged. And the Medrash says he came out Zakah, he didn't die. Therefore Hashem said, just like you, Adam Rishon, was judged on Rosh Hashanah, and you came out Zakai, I will always judge your children on Rosh Hashanah, and they'll come out Zakai. It's Givaldi. Our Yom HaDin is all the Mauritian's Yom HaDin. It's become set in stone. Now that's when the Yom HaDin is. When would be the right time to start Slichas? Well, let's look what this day belongs to. It belongs to the Briyas HaOlam days. Chofei Elul, or Sunday, the beginning of the week, Yom Aleph of Maaseh Bereishis is the day to start Slichas. And that was actually not only Minig Ashkenaz, Minig Barcelona was to start with Yemei Bereishis. And that's our Minig somewhat. It has to be explained. Has to be explained a bit. But I don't want to be Marich now. But basically, It will be on a Sunday. Stichus would start normally. Rosh Hashanah would be on Thursday, because that's 4 days beforehand Stichus. So second day Rosh Hashanah would be on Friday, like Yom Bria Adam. I don't want to be marach now. That's the idea. Minig Svadim, however, is ben Nissan Nivra Olam. The world was created in Nissan. As if the Yom HaDin of Adam Rishon, Hot Nishkan Shaykh is here. It's a different time of the year. So why is it Yom HaDin now? Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu Barov Rachmov gave us Yom HaDin now, because this is within the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Har and it was Baratzon. It's an Ace Ratzon. Is it bizarre? Which days are Shaykh to the Yom HaDin? The Yom HaDin is done in an Ace Ratzon of the 40 days. So all those days have to be Yom HaSlichos, because they're all connected. These are the days that are connected to this Yom HaDin day. Our minig is, Ashkenaz minig is, that's the Yom HaDin of Adam Rishon, which connects to the Bria's days. So you go with the beginning of the Bria, Bereshit, Chafayel, or something like it. Yeah? But the Sfadim go with nothing to do with Yom HaDin of Adam Rishon, because that's Nisan time. They're going with the Eis Ratzon of the 40 days. So all the 40 days are Yom HaSlichos. That's the Groz Mahalach. I'm going to go on to just two more points regarding different minhagim, Ashkenaz and Sfad, to do with Rosh Hashanah. The Yavid says, in Morik Tziyot, Baruch Hashem, I'm just discussing the poskim, it's not, Baruch Hashem, that you made me an Ashkenazi in my mouth. Why? Normally we say the Sfadim have it better, and they do in their pronunciations, but there's one place of debate, and that's Shem Hashem. He says, by Shem Hashem, they'll say Nai, right? Nai. Now, that means my master. So you're taking Shem Kodesh, Hashem, and you're calling him my master, as in a master of a slave. And the master, they do the same, Nai. So if you do Nai, there's a big problem, right? Adoy. No, yeah, that's singular. But the mice you say, Nai also means my master. My master. It means my master. Right? And therefore, he says, Baruch Hashem, that you made me in my mouth Ashkenazi. There is such Rabbeinu Bachai that alludes to this. And says that they have it wrong. And the stipler would tell Svadim to say Noi. However, Rabbi Vadia has a tshuva, where he says, no, you've got to understand. There's Nai and there's... I get it wrong, yeah? There's Nai and there's Noi. There's something deeper. Something deeper in the Nai when it's Komot's dick. But it's not a Komot, it's a Patach still, but it's deeper, and therefore there's a difference between my master and Hashem. Again, yeah, Nechrami, there's a different calf. Okay? Now, there are those that know that difference. Talmid Chacham do know that difference, but I have asked, regular people that say Nai, and they didn't know the difference. So it is a question. It is a question. Now, however, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah by night, the Ashkenazim have a certain chisor. Because we say, one of the rotzons for the Korah is, Yitsha yikra agzadineinu, terap agzadin, the Korah lefonechot schuyoseinu, read our schuyos. The Yavid says in Siddha, I don't know if Ashkenazim, that don't know the difference between the Aleph and the Ayin, should say this. Because Chas v'Shalom, it could read, yikra agzadineinu, read our agzadin, and terap Chas v'Shalom, one schuyos. Right? So I'm careful nowadays. I try and say, Yikra' Zadinenu. Yeah? The Yikru, because we say Aleph and Ayin the same. So Yikra can sound like Yikra', and Yikru can sound like Yikra' Te. Yeah, Yikru, I understand, but still, it could be. But on Rosh Hashanah, we're more careful, even if the vowels show this way, like L'chaim, we don't say L'chaim. Because we might touch it loichaim. So here as well, it's dangerous. So he said, I don't know if we should say it. So I'll tell you, Rav Henkin, again, this isn't accepted, but Rav Henkin says, it used to be Ashkenazi was Ashkenazi, Sfadi was Sfadi. Couldn't say the same things. That's when we lived in Russia. You live in America, then you can learn, why don't the, I'm not saying to do it, it's not the minute. Yeah, why don't you teach the Sfadim, the Ashkenazi Milas, the Ashkenazim, the Sfadi Milas, in the pronunciations. Everyone will get everything right. And we can say it. We're able to say these things. For instance, you're meant to be Marich in Shema Be'echod. You tell me, how on earth is an Ashkenazi meant to be Marich Be'echod? Echod de? That's not Echod. It's not Echod. Yeah? Echod de is something else. it's a chod. That's it. You can't say anything more. You just have to think. But that's not marich. The Sfadim say a chod. A dalet is a v. Ah, now you understand. Marich be'echod. V. Right? Now we can say v because it's one of our words, the. So why don't we teach it? So I don't have an answer for that. It's not the minute. But the Maisa, these are the differences. Another very interesting thing I saw, Reb Chashuki Chemed brings, that for instance we have Meren. Meren. Yeah, it should be more. Should be more. Meren. It's Yiddish. Should the Sfadi have Meren on Rosh Hashanah and say that we should be more? Or he doesn't speak this language and therefore it doesn't mean anything to him. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings, the Gemara Bracha says, someone that sees a cat in his dream, in a town that they call the cat Shunra, that's good. It means he's going to have a Shira Noah, he's going to have a good song, he's going to have a good day, or something like that. But if they call it Shinra, yeah, nicht Shunra, they call it Shinra, and they call it Shinra, then it means Shinira will be bad. So you see, it depends in every town, how they say, how they pronounce, what it means. So if Meren means nothing to you, then maybe there's no Inyan. Oh, say that, you find something else, then good, and the Hanami, you could do whatever simonim you like. There is a Shaila in the Shire Ephraim that Eben Ezra really takes the town, the Ashkenazi Slichas, because it's very cryptic, and the various questions that Eben Ezra has. And the Shire Ephraim says, he's matzikits in Shuvah Simon Yud Gimel, that the Maisa came from Gedoyla Oilom, Rebbe Lezer Akale, and the likes, and therefore we're not to change it. And the reason it's very cryptic, amongst other reasons, is either because it has messages that don't want to be heard in the outside, or that almost the Oilom shouldn't use these tefillahs. They used to take some of our tefillahs. The more cryptic you can make it, that they shouldn't be interested in using it, they shouldn't use it. Al Kaponim, the Kudda is that all our everything we do is built on our minhagim and our halachas, and every killer has their mahalach and should continue their mahalach, avada. That is how Klal Yisrael is built from many different facets, many different angles, many different shittas, and kulam al dover echod mechavnim el aviyem shabashamayim.